Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That was awesome, Juan. I'm very thankful for
Amen.
Those that can throw down too.
Amen. Amen.
And I trust you had a blessed Thanksgiving. We had a blessed Thanksgiving also.
Amen.
God has just been so good to us. Amen. And I know he has to you too. Well, we want to just thank you for coming to Oasis this morning. And if this is your first time here, would you please just raise your hand so our ushers can give you a envelope this
Praise
morning.
God.
And thank you for
Praise
coming.
God.
We are blessed by having you
Amen.
Here today. And
Amen.
We invite you to just join in what God has today. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank all of you for being here today. You are all a blessing. And be ready to receive a blessing this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Are you ready to receive a blessing?
Amen.
I'm going to just speak a blessing over you before I turn it over to Pastor. So just be ready to receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare over your people this morning, Father God, divine strength and health to their bodies. I declare over your people today, Father God, that their minds are quick and sharp and bright. They have the mind of Christ. They hold the thoughts and purposes of Christ in their hearts and in their minds. I declare over your people this day that them and their children are blessed of the Lord. They are blessed coming in and they are blessed coming out, going out, and everything that they put their hands to prospers in the name of Jesus. I declare over your people this day, Father God, that the favor of God surrounds them and their families as a shield in Jesus' name. I declare supernatural increase, promotion, debt cancellation, restoration, honor, increase assets, greater victories, rules changed in their favor, and battles won in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Give God a hand clap this
Amen.
Morning.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Glory to
Praise God.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it is neighbor looking time. I want to get you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor and say,
I came
to receive.
To receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
be the same again
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
We're going to do it a little different this morning. Go ahead and go down a little bit. I'm going to teach from the floor. Yeah, I think so. Praise God. Praise God. It's been a long time since I've done it like this. Actually, in the church, I've never done it like this. I did in the home group. And we were talking about that the other day. In the home group, it was in Margaret and Lucky's house, which is my mother-in-law and father-in-law. That's where the church started. And so I'd sit here, and everybody would be gathered around, sitting. And it was so unusual to be sitting and teaching. It was very hard. But Ish was always sitting right beside me, so I'd get real excited and stirred up, and I'd just swat Ish. I mean, I'm sure he had a lot of bruises before it was over with, because I was hitting him all the time, because I always thought it was really good. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word today. And we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence. Holy Spirit, help me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me say exactly what I should say this day, Holy Spirit. Use me, Holy Spirit. Illuminate the eyes of my understanding. Father, I thank you that we are preaching and teaching your word. And you said anytime your word is preached or taught, that signs and wonders follow your word. So we're preaching it, and we're expecting signs and wonders to follow your word this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. Chapter 12 and verse number 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. and they loved not their lives unto the death. We're going to be teaching about testimonies today, the power of testimony. Revelation 12 and 11 in God's Word translation says they won the victory over him because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They didn't love their life so much that they refused to give it up. Now, in telling a testimony, the Lord really wanted me to go over the basics of telling a testimony and what a testimony will do. But one thing in telling a testimony, sometimes we can tell too much of the story. Praise God. Sometimes we glorify the bad or the evil that happened to us, and that's really not a testimony. Let's say you're under the sound of my voice today and you've been divorced, but you have a testimony how God kept you during that time, or he made a way for you and your children even when it looked like it was impossible. But in your testimony, that's not a time to beat up your ex. You don't belittle other people when you're giving your testimony in any way, shape, form, or fashion, because they're God's children. They may be at odds with you or you may be at odds with them, but we let that be settled and we give God the glory by what we say. Amen? Just tell something good about how God got you out of it. Don't make your testimony an advertisement to tell how poor and pitiful you are. Look at your neighbor and say, I sure hope he was not talking about you. And don't be ashamed to tell how God has blessed you. Tell it. Focus on the most important part: God's goodness, God's provision, God's help, God's direction, God's healing, God's mercy. Give God the glory. Your testimony has a seed in it of duplication and multiplication. If God did it for you, he'll do it for somebody else. Tell somebody what God has done for you. Now, you know, last week, Ken, I had forgot Ken's testimony. I knew he'd had a dream. And he told us about it last week in the service, about how he had had this dream. And because of that dream, he was sensitive when he got to this intersection on his way to work. And y'all know that he stopped. He didn't go through the intersection when the light turned green. And since he stopped because of, he felt like that dream was telling him something, it was God telling him something, that a car came through the intersection between 60 and 70 miles an hour, would have been right there with him, would have hit him broadside, probably would have killed him, or he would have suffered great injuries from it. But God was looking out for him by telling him that. Now, I said that to say this: God got that testimony on the CD, and he's going to get it on YouTube, and he's going to get it out on the internet radio. Other people will hear that testimony, and some of them, their eyes are going to be open, and they're going to say, you know, the Lord was dealing with me with a dream the other night. And they're going to be sensitive, more sensitive, and they're going to be able to avoid things because of the power, the seed that's in that testimony. So it's important that we give testimonies. You know, I mentioned to y'all all the time that we have the testimonies in the back, and I know Deborah and Juan and all the guys, Bean, you know, they film the testimonies, but we need to step that up. We need to set up times, and we need you guys to really, after service today, and that's the way, today, we need to film some today, because you've got testimonies that'll speak into people's lives and it'll minister to people. But give God the glory by telling it. Write it down. I know Pauline has her testimony written down of the different things. She had a kidney transplant. She had a liver transplant. I want to say she had a brain transplant, but she had a brain operation. But she tells all the things, how God brought her through those things and how, you know, God made a way. I'm telling you, you write it or you tell it or you get it out there on YouTube, but you get your testimony out there because it'll help other people. It'll strengthen them. It'll open the door for them to receive what you receive. You know, we should never be jealous of somebody else's testimony of how God blesses somebody else. We should just say next. Because God is no, you know, he doesn't show favorites. He'll do it for one child. He'll do it for all of the children. But let God use you. I've got a lot of testimonies, and I'm not going to tell many of them today. But y'all know I've got a testimony how God brought back a dog that we had. His name was Benji. After 7 months. Well, somebody could hear that testimony and maybe they've lost a dog or they've lost something else. And they said, well, if God will do that with a dog, he'll do that with something else. And he would. Lost child, a child that's missing. I have testimonies of protection and favor and goodness that I've told during preaching. And you know what? We need to get them more out there. But all of us have testimonies about what God's done. In giving your testimony, focus on what God has done. The word testimony in Hebrew comes from a root word that means to repeat or to do again. So every time your testimony is repeated, there's a root there for it, the same thing to happen again. Like if your testimony is, I was healed of cancer, somebody else hears that, they can receive healing of cancer from your testimony will impart them a seed of hope and faith implanted in them and cause them to receive the same thing. So as you give your testimony, God will repeat it and do it again for somebody else. The testimony of the Lord must be declared. There's a connection between the declaration and the release of the power. Now, in my family, my own family, you couldn't tell me that God doesn't do miracles. Okay, you'd be too late for that. Because my father, when I was growing up, he had heart attack after heart attack after heart attack. He had 4 major heart attacks in 1 year. God raised him up every time. One time he had a heart attack and he was dead for several minutes. It was between like 15 and 20 minutes. Dead. I mean, no pulse, no nothing. God raised him up. He healed him from 2 cases of cancer. In my dad's, my dad got delivered from alcohol instantly. He got delivered from smoking like 35 or 40 years instantly. Now you could tell me what you want to tell me, but I'm telling you, God did all of that. And I saw it. It was before my eyes. I saw my dad go out and curse a tornado. I mean, you know, you could say, well, that theologically we don't believe in you know, you can't control the weather. You can if you obey the Bible. Because the Bible says you've got authority over it. If it's coming your way, it's not supposed to take you out. You're supposed to say, be still in Jesus' name. You dissipate in Jesus' name. Take authority. At the church him and my mom went to, they called him a walking, talking miracle. But we should declare and remember the testimony creates access to the anointing where it can be duplicated. And we remember what God has done. It is though we take the seed of a particular miracle, deposit it in a new environment, and another miracle takes place. So God revealed himself to Ken in a dream. God will reveal himself to you and myself as he chooses. You know, we a lot of times like to tell God, here's how I want you to speak to me. No, let God be God and let God speak to you and me how he wants to speak to us, not how we tell him to speak to us or who we tell him he must speak to us through. Maybe it's a scripture, maybe it's a song, maybe it's his goodness that he has others show you, but it's God speaking to you and you realize it. One thing is for sure, he will reveal himself to you and you will have a testimony. Your testimony is a story about what God is, who God is, and what he has done for you. There again, that same scripture in the beginning, Revelation 12. We overcome the accuser by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. God will use your testimony as a seed in somebody else's life. Okay, I want to raise of hands here. Who has been healed of cancer? Now, I know we've got several cases. I know Jesse has. And I know, okay, Wilford. And praise God. Who is this? Glory to God, Joe. Okay. Anybody else been healed of cancer? Okay. Ken, praise God. Anyone else been healed of cancer? How many of you know that was God? Anytime you get healed of cancer, that's God. Amen? And God's wanting to duplicate it in the body to somebody else who that may be a word that's spoken to you or anybody by a doctor. But I'm telling you, God will put that seed of healing in you through a testimony. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Acts 10:34 says, Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't love one child more than he loves another child. If he'll do it for one child, he'll do it for another child. And that same scripture, Acts 10:34 in the International Standard Version. Now understand that God shows no partiality. In the International Reader's Version, it says, I now realize how true it is that God treats everyone the same. See, sometimes God speaks to us in unusual coincidences. It's like a divine setup. They're not really coincidences, but they seem like it to us. They're really divine appointments that God set up. A testimony is the written or spoken record of anything God has done. Each testimony is a story of what He has done for us. Mike Lunsford was healed of cancer. Was it twice? It was twice. Jesse Phillips was healed of cancer. There's been people in here that you needed transportation and God gave you a vehicle. Is there anyone in here right now that's in this body? I know it's happened over and over. I'm counting three vehicles given. You know, we actually lost count of how many vehicles have been given to members of this body through the years, but it's been a lot. Testimonies are stories of God's supernatural intervention in our lives. By telling our testimonies, we're keeping our eyes fixed on what God has done. Some people lift up the devil or glorify the devil when they're supposed to be given a testimony of what God has done. They focus on how bad the enemy attacked them in that trial. So much so that they talk about what the devil did to them more than about how God brought them out. They spend 90% of their time in their testimony giving glory to the devil instead of about God's goodness. When we declare the works of God, an anointing is released in the atmosphere. In fact, the declared testimony creates access for the very anointing that brought about the testimony in the first place to bring it about again. I know I'm saying that over and over, but I'm telling you, we need to hear it over and over. God releases His authority to duplicate the miracle and enforce His word. This man was talking with this other man, and the other man happened to mention that he had a lump on his collarbone. He explained that it had never healed properly and had been years before when he had broken it. The other man responded by saying, I see broken bones healed all the time. His wife was standing there. She grabbed his hand and put it on the lump and said, you're healed. Just like that, the bone was perfectly smooth. It was the power of the testimony that did it. Talking about the miracles that God has done for you or someone you know or someone you heard about opens the door for God to do it again. If you have cancer, you hear someone else testifying how God healed them of cancer, that's God speaking to you by a divine coincidence. He's telling you, I healed them of cancer and I don't love them any more than I love you. I'm no respecter of persons. I healed them, I'll heal you. God ordered your steps to be there at that time to hear that testimony, to put hope and faith in you that He's going to do it for you. You may cut on the TV and hear a testimony of exactly what you're going through. Or cut on the radio and you hear exactly your situation. Recognize that's God. He's using every available voice to speak to you. He will duplicate that miracle in your life. Say it again, I'm next. So then we don't have too many people that are next. I'm next. A lot of times, there are testimony services in churches where everyone is trying to outdo somebody else on how hard it's been on them. Now, I came from the old-timey Pentecostal. And, you know, they'd get up and they'd talk a little funny. I don't know how to explain that. But, and then they'd give their testimony. And it'd be bragging about the devil. And then the next one would get up and they'd brag a little more about the devil. They'd beat the first one. Then the third one would get up and they'd beat the first two easily by bragging about the devil even more. But it's not about that. It's not about everyone knowing your current circumstances so they'll feel sorry for you and help you. That's called manipulation and control. Thank you. That was good preaching. You almost missed it. A testimony is something that God, you know for a fact, God did for you. He gave you a job when you were out of work. How many people in here lost your job? How many people did God turn around and give you another job? I'm seeing the same hands up. Glory to God. He provided for you supernaturally. He gave you direction. He spoke to you when you really needed to hear His voice. He protected you. He healed you. When we were going to buy this building, the bank said we wouldn't need any money down. Then just a few days before closing, they contacted us and said, oh yeah, we decided y'all will need $10,000 down. Well, that was a little, it's going to like close the next week or whatever, and then, you know, they told us all this time, you're not going to need anything, and we're putting every penny in this building trying to make it better. So we didn't have the money, so we started praying about it. The man that owned the building, one of the men that owned the building, was named Mr. Adams, man of honor. I love that man. He called and said, a man had called wanting to lease some of the building. We couldn't use the whole building. We couldn't use the back. We, you know, could only build out the front at that time. He said he wasn't going to lease it to this other guy and then sell it to us. And he said, we're closing this thing in a few days. And I'm like, yes, we are. Mr. Adams is speaking my faith for me. Because my faith is like, no, we ain't. Lord, we ain't got a wind. Lord, we got a prayer in the wind right now, Lord. We need help. Help, Jesus, help. They want $10,000. What are we going to do, Jesus? Help us. Help us. Mr. Adams said, yeah, we're going to close this thing in a few days. Yeah, we are. I ain't have a bit of faith. But I was jumping on his faith. Sometimes you need to jump on somebody else's faith. That's the reason we need each other. Because sometimes we get in the mully grubs and we get it and we need each other's faith to spark us up. That's why a testimony will help us. Anyway, he gave me the phone number of this guy that wanted to lease the back of the building. And I called the guy and he said, I'm a cash guy. He said, I like a good deal. He said, it's got to be a great deal for me to want it. He said, so here's what I want. I want a one-year lease paid in front. I've been in real estate and I never heard of that before. Paid up front, 1 year. He said, but I'm going to get the best deal there is out there anywhere from anybody. So you tell me what it's going to be. Let's see, need $10,000. How does $10,000 sound? Yep, wrote us a check. Took it to the bank. You can say what you want to, but you got to be spiritually blind and deaf not to know that was God Almighty that did that, dropped it in our lap. I'm talking about God Almighty did that. When we start talking among ourselves about miracles and healings and God's goodness, a power is released. Did you feel it? When we were talking about that, the power of God was released. The more we talk about Him, the more power that's released. I don't want to be negative, but in some churches they talk more about the devil and his power to harm us than they talk about God and His power to protect us. You know, even the news media is figuring this out. There'll be a terrorist attack by someone, and some in the media is starting to catch on. It brings glory to that evil man a lot of times by mentioning his name over and over. Other people will hear it and copycat what the first evil person did. So by mentioning his name all the time, they're giving the glory of that evil to that man. So now some of the news media, not all of them, but some of them, won't mention the name of the person that did something very evil. Because that's what that evil person wants. They want the fame or to be famous and people to know the evil thing that they've done. I wonder where they got that. From the devil. He wants us talking about what he's doing, what he's done to us in the past, and what he's doing. And especially when we stand up in churches, he wants to tell it, tell it. Well, how bad I've made it for you. Tell it, tell it. No. Let me tell you, the devil tried to hold me down, but God lifted me up. God made a way. God gave me provision. God gave me a job. God healed my body. God touched me and made me able and strengthened me. God did it. That's focusing on God. I'm not saying the devil's not going to attack us because he attacks us all, but I'm saying we're making little of his attack and we're making great big on what God did. We almost need to treat the devil like he died a long time ago and stop talking about him. I love, love, love to hear true stories, testimonies of what God has done in people's lives. It helps me and encourages me. It lifts me. It's amazing to hear how divine intervention changed somebody's life forever. It gives glory to God. It's acknowledging God in our lives when we testify about what He's done. Now I'm going to ask Pastor Sharon to give a testimony about her neck and her back. And the last time I asked her to give this testimony, she got so excited she gave a different one. So you don't know what Pastor Sharon's going to do, but it's going to be fantastic. I can guarantee you that. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. God is awesome, and I am so thankful to be able to stand up here this morning and give God glory because He's still the healer. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And as
Amen.
Pastor said, He is no respecter of persons. What He's done for me, He'll do for you. Amen.
Yes.
What He's
yes.
done to the person sitting next to you, He'll do for you too. Amen.
Amen.
Several years ago, I had back problems. And I had it for a few years. Well, I didn't know why. I don't care why. Amen. All I know is Jesus is the healer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So this particular time, Pastor and I had planned on going to Birmingham to a conference. And it was Ed Dufresne that was going to be there. He had a healing ministry. And so I got attacked in my back at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the devil didn't want me to go to that conference. He didn't want me to hear about Jesus the healer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was down in my back and not able to hardly get around. But I had it so strong in my spirit that if you don't get up and make yourself go to this conference, you're going to still be laying in that bed with pain. So I made myself get up, and I made myself pack our bags. I was determined I'm going to go to this conference.
Mm-hmm.
I know God's got something for me at this conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to just lay here and let the devil win, because he is defeated. He's under my feet. Amen. And Jesus is the healer. So we went to this conference, and he ministered an awesome message. Sermon that day, and at the end of his message, he said, "People with back problems, come down now." I was in the balcony. Pastor looked at me, and I'm like, "I'm gone." So I ran down there in my pain. And to the altar, and there were people just lined up from, this was a huge church, lined up from one end of the church to the other, lined up all the way back both walls. I mean, tell me that the devil tried to keep people out of that conference. But to God's glory, amen, His healing power was so strong, so mighty in that service, so awesome at that time. So minister starts at the other end praying for people. I'm at this end. Well, I could just, you know, feel there was an electricity of the presence of God in that service that day. And I'm up there and I'm in pain, but I'm like, I'm going to watch, see what God's doing. You know, He says watch and pray. So I wanted to see what God was doing with all these people. And there was one healing after another, all the way down. And people were being slain in the spirit. The power of God was hitting people. People were receiving healing. This one man came down and kind of had a slope, and it was to the church, and it was a very long area to walk in. He came walking down on a cane and limping, and he could hardly make it to the front. But when the man of God laid hands on him, he was slain in the spirit, and I saw his leg grow out. He testified that he had been in an accident, and one leg was shorter than the other. He was completely healed, didn't need that cane anymore. Amen. You know, as Pastor said, that will cause faith to rise up. Amen. So by the time he got down to me, my faith was already up there. I mean, I was ready for my healing. Before he even touched me, I could feel something moving in my back. I could feel my my neck and my back straighten up. And when he laid hands on me, I mean, I don't think he made it. I was down on the floor. Amen. And I came up healed. No pain. No pain. I was completely healed. And I've never had problems in my back since then. Amen. God gets all the glory. Amen. He's still the healer today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So if you've got something today, if you need a healing in your body, amen, just reach out to the one. Just be ready to receive from him. It's from Jesus. It's not from any man. It's not from any person, but it's from Jesus Christ, because he took the stripes on his back for every disease, for every sickness, for every problem that you could ever have in anybody's body. He took it on the cross. He took it by those stripes. By Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Amen. You are healed. Hallelujah. And whatever need you might have, no matter what it might be, you might be going through a family problem. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the restorer. Amen. He puts back and he makes it better than it was before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, Sydney, if you don't mind me sharing your testimony. Sydney, she's one of our newer members of Oasis. And she came up to me before church this morning. And she's all excited, telling me what Jesus had done for her. Well, she's been out of work, and she's been putting in her application. She's been searching for a job. She said that, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? This past week, she got 2 job offers. Amen. 2 job offers. So now she's got a problem to deal with. She's got to pick which one she wants to take. Amen. That's God. He still provides. Our God, our provider. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know where the Lord's going with this. Amen. I don't know if Pastor wants me to keep talking, what he wants to do, what God wants to do this morning. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ, the healer, the sanctifier, the righteous one, the one that loves you with an everlasting love, the God whose mercies are renewed day by day. Amen. He wants you to know that he loves you this morning. Amen. And that he wants you to live for him. Because he cares for you. Hallelujah. Because he cares for you. Right now, let's just bow our heads. And if that's you this morning, you want to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life, let's just pray this together. Right where you're at. God knows your heart. He knows. Father God, I just come to you this morning. Father, I just surrender my heart to you. I surrender my life to you. Father God, I just ask you to just come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Help me, Father God, to walk in the light that you would have me to walk in. I turn from the world, the ways of the world, and I turn to God. I turn to the light today. And Father, I just impart to each and every person this morning that they are able to stand. They're able to stand, and they're not moved by this world. They're not moved by the things of this world. They are not moved by what they hear, but they are moved by the Word of God. They are moved by Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, we just thank you that you said, Father God, all we have to do is ask, and you'll not turn us away. Thank you, Father, for that soul that saved this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. You can get Ashley for me, or Deborah, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Deb. You want to do it down here?
Seems like a very good spot this morning anyway. Praise God. Are we not blessed as a church body to have such awesome pastors, just that bring God's word and encourage us, but also teach us and lead us in the way we should go. Because, you know, we really, I think like Juan this morning, he testified in tithing that, you know, what we're grateful for. And this is the season, you know, that we should be grateful. This is the harvest season. And, you know, seeds that have been planted, we need to call them in. And that's very important to the tither. We understand that. And this is the season. And so let's all just remember and think and thank God for what he's done for us. And then I've got to get with my co-partners here, but Juan and I do host the YouTube videos, and they do go out all over, and we get reports back from other places. I mean, you know, across the world, around the world. Ish and Bonnie, they testify to that, and they read. So people watch and listen to our testimonies, and they make a difference in their lives, and that's what we want to do as Oasis. We're blessed at having the blessings here among us, but God has commanded us. I mean, really, he has told us, you need to go into the world and tell them what I've done. Tell them about my son and bring them into salvation. And I thank God for that 1, 2, 3, how many it was today or by the internet that accepted Jesus. That's the best decision of your life. All right. I'm going to give testimony to today's Sunday. Let's see. No, it was last Sunday's offering to the Valley Rescue Mission. Praise the Lord. There was $230 that went out for that. So we're grateful for that. And then here, if you are 50 or over, then you are invited to Helen and Rick's home on Friday, December the 1st. There'll be a fellowship there at 6:30 p.m. If you need directions, you can see Ish or Helen for that. Next Sunday will be the building fund offering. It will be taken up, and that's an opportunity also for anyone to join the church. We will be having a Christmas fellowship. Put this on your calendar for Sunday, December the 10th. It will be at regular worship time at 6 p.m. right here, so please come enjoy the fellowship. Now, back to my co-partners. I'm going to speak with them, but we do take testimonies. We do it back here. We ask that you limit your testimonies to like 5 minutes. And I do have some sheets. I believe they're back here on the foyer area here. That will give you some, just maybe some questions that you can look at to try to use guidelines for your testimony. But I'm going to speak with them, and we possibly have some time this afternoon. So we like to do that prior to church service, so you're going to be back here anyway. So just go have your lunch, rest up, and then come back. But if you would see me after service, I would appreciate that, because we have families as well, and time that we spend with them or just personal time with God. So, you know, if you want to dedicate that time, we would be honored at taking your testimony. But we would, you know, we hope that you will definitely keep that commitment. So if anybody wants to do that today, please, please see me after service. I'm going to go ahead and close, and we're going to close with prayer. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to come and just hear your word, Father. We thank you, Father, that we come to a body in Christ that just loves you and lifts you up. We ask, Father God, for those that are not with the body today, Father God, that you watch over them and guard over them as well as us as we go our way. Bring us back here safely tonight to hear more of your word. We praise you and give you all the glory in Christ's name. Amen.